We know that the big Millennium Project, which are the two towers that were going to be built in Hollywood with active support of then City Councilman Eric Garcetti and now Mayor Garcetti on either side of the Capitol Records building, have been landed in court with the allegations that the state geology map, the earthquake fault, had been doctored. And this has brought all kinds of pressure on everybody and lawsuits flying around and accusations and counter-accusations. And Curbed LA has written a piece where they have a leaked settlement agreement that alleges that Mr. Silverstein was paid $90,000 for La Mirada's costs and attorney fees and costs, and the developer agreed to pay a monitoring payment, something redacted.
A monitoring payment?
That will pay La Mirada Avenue Neighborhood Association of Hollywood the sum of $250,000 to be used as La Mirada sees fit. All right. Explain what all of this means. It's a pleasure to welcome aboard attorney with Holland & Knight, Jennifer Hernandez. Good morning, Ms. Hernandez. How are you?
Fine. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it. First of all, what is your association with this case?
I have no association with this case. I'm an expert on CEQA. California Environmental Quality Act. My license plate is CEQA Nerd. It's what I do statewide.
Okay, great. So now you've looked at this document. You've seen the piece in Curbed LA. We've spoken to Robert Silverstein a number of times on the show, by the way. But what do you make of this? First of all, what's the La Mirada? What is La Mirada?
It's a neighborhood association, one of several, actually one of scores of neighborhood associations throughout the Los Angeles. Similar associations exist statewide, and they're really established often by just one or two people, sometimes really just by a lawyer, to use the California Environmental Quality Act to try to stop change in neighborhood settings, whether it's stopping planting trees or replacing trees or changing sidewalks or streetlights or installing cable boxes or, gosh forbid, is allowing more people to move into the neighborhood. California Environmental Quality Act has become a complete tool for the NIMBY, not in my backyard, community to sue projects even after they've won political and oftentimes local support.
So, and how do you interpret this document that Curbed LA has, that money was paid and then paid to Mr. Silverstein and to La Mirada, this group, $250,000 with specific language that says used as La Mirada sees fit? Is it just go-away money?
Well, it's certainly hard to read the text of the document and tie it to any environmental improvement. So to the extent the California Environmental Quality Act is aimed at improving the environment, there's nothing in the text of the agreement, which, of course, like many settlement agreements, is confidential. So I had nothing to do with leaking it. Don't know who did. But there's nothing about that agreement that requires the money to be spent on environmental improvement projects or that holds accountable the folks who brought the lawsuit, this neighborhood association, for using it for an environmental improvement project.
We're talking with Jennifer Hernandez, attorney with Holland & Knight. Their website, by the way, is hklaw.com, hklaw.com. That's Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, by the way. So now from this, we can conclude what? Is this a common practice?
It's actually quite common. We just completed a survey of 612 CEQA lawsuits filed during the pretty deep recession, as you'll recall. From 2010 to 2012 is the study period. And of those 612 lawsuits, there's about a dozen lawyers or law firms that specialize clearly in filing CEQA lawsuits and have filed more of them than many others. And oftentimes, and in fact the vast majority of times, these projects or these lawsuits are aimed at what we call infill projects, projects inside the boundaries of cities, often on redeveloped parcels that we're trying to improve and that have won political and local support such that the approval's been given, and then they get sued under the California Environmental Quality Act, which, by the way, was enacted in 1970 when Brady Bunch was in first run and really was done, you know, enacted before any of our normal environmental protection laws even took effect. So the California Environmental Quality Act has become a little bit of an anachronism to fight NIMBY battles rather than really pursue environmental benefits or prevent environmental harms.
Now, I don't know if you've looked into this, but certainly the allegation has been made that the geology report underneath specifically the Millennium Project had basically been doctored before it was presented to the city council, and the public information that was available about the location of a fault underneath where the Millennium Towers would be built is now become a controversy in itself.
That well may be. I do not have direct familiarity with the report or the controversy surrounding it. I'll just note that nothing in the settlement agreement or the payment of money suggests that they're going to be using any of that money to correct the report or revisit it or peer review it or do further disclosure. So it may or may not be a legitimate concern, this earthquake report problem or controversy. But the settlement doesn't seem to have anything to do with it.
All right. Well, this is obviously a story that's not going away, especially in light of how many earthquake faults we have in Southern California, California in general. And
jeez,
the fact that the plan here is to, it's the Manhattanization of L.A. We're going up. We don't really have many more places we can go out. So, you know, from the Target store, the three-story Target store at Western and Sunset, to the Millennium Project, to condo projects, this is a story I got a feeling we'll be talking a lot about. Thanks so much for coming on. Let's appreciate it. Jennifer Hernandez, attorney.